It has been a rockier start to 2022, as we have seen tech stocks in particular, software stocks in particular, as our Jared Blickery was just outlining, on the decline. Oil prices have been on the rise. So what does this tell us, if anything, about how the rest of the year is going to go? Aaron Brown is with us now, PIMCO portfolio manager. And Aaron, you wrote in a recent note about the so-called fat tail risks that are out there. In other words, that there are some possibilities of pretty divergent outcomes for markets, for the economy this year. You know, given that we've already come through a couple of years where there were pretty divergent possible outcomes, how do you game those out, sort of post the lessons of 2020 and 2021?
So first, I think it's important as a starting point to look at what the growth backdrop is and what your base case is likely to be. And we're still in an environment where growth is still going to be pretty good. And while we're certainly decelerating from a exceptionally strong backdrop that we experienced last year, the rest of 2022 from a growth perspective is still going to be very supportive for stocks. That said, as we're entering into an environment with obviously higher inflation, where the Fed is going to start to really, you know, raise rates and start to remove a lot of the accommodation that's been in the market, that does pose these left tail risks that we haven't experienced, you know, certainly over the last couple of years. And so I think it's going to be much more of a dynamic trading environment going forward in 2022 than what we've seen, you know, certainly over the last 18 to 24 months. And so for that, I think it means investors have to be more active, a little bit more disciplined in terms of, you know, taking their profits and also cutting losses in a much more active manner.
Aaron, when you say dynamic, do you mean we're at the risk of seeing it some more corrections in the markets this year as the Fed tries to get out in front of inflation?
Yes, I definitely think that we're going to experience more volatility in 2022 than what we've seen, certainly over the last year, but even going back over the last decade. We started to see in 2021 volatility creep up. I think we're going to see volatility creep up even further in 2022. And, you know, as we reach these sort of transition points in the market, and the biggest transition is going to be the Fed starting to hike rates, that typically means that you're going to have bigger corrections throughout the sort of path of, you know, what I think is where we're going to end the year higher in terms of markets, but we're going to have bigger corrections along the way.
And given all of that, you are sort of looking at longer term trends that maybe are going to be somewhat agnostic as all of that's going on. They might trade lower along with it, but eventually it seems like the outlook would be stronger for them. I'm thinking about things you mentioned in your note, like digitization, sustainability. I know you're looking at semiconductor makers as we continue to have a sort of struggle with the shortage in the industry, but also a lot of demand from industries like automakers.
That's actually entirely correct. I mean, when you think about what these secular trends are going to be that are going to drive the economy over the next 5-10 years, I think that increasing semiconductor usage in everything is going to increase. So if you just think about your home, we have chips in your cars now, you have chips in your refrigerator, you have chips in your, you know, your mobile devices. And I think that usage of semiconductor chips is likely to increase over the next 5-10 years. And not only is the number of chips going to increase, but the sophistication of those chips is also going to increase. And it's a pretty limited market in terms of those semiconductor companies that are able to produce the sophistication of the chips that are going to be needed for the secular horizon. And so I think that that's a trend that is here to stay. And it really does tie into the automation trend and the digitization trend as well. So I think that, you know, taking a little bit of a longer term horizon in terms of your investment portfolio, particularly in an environment where we think there's going to be more volatility, is really the right move for investors.
Aaron, where else can you hide out? If one is concerned about what might happen to the markets because of we get 3 rate increases, 4 rate increases, where else can you go?
I also think that really looking at increasing ESG in the portfolio is also another secular trend that's here to stay. And so if you think about, you know, industrial manufacturers, if you think about, broader companies, they're all adopting more ESG friendly initiatives. So I think that companies that either manufacture in an ESG friendly way, or that it are really supplying ESG, you know, raw materials, I think are also going to be sort of a secular horizon. I also think that in an environment where we are continuing to experience volatility, likely due to inflation, I think taking some inflation protection in the portfolio through, you know, commodity oriented stocks, I also think makes sense in this environment. And, you know, particularly those stocks like copper that both thread the needle between ESG friendly as well as commodity exposure, I think are also good investments for 2022.
We'll be watching all of them. Aaron, good to catch up with you. Aaron Brown is a portfolio manager at PIMCO. Thanks.